Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is August 27, 2016. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 120 of the Follow English Podcast. Yes, that's right. Episode 120 of the Follow English Podcast. Today I'm going to be speaking about collocations and idioms with the word mind. This is a very rich word in the sense that it has several different meanings. It can be used as a verb or also as a noun. So I'm going to be speaking about the different meanings of the word mind, and then I'm going to move on and give you some collocations and idioms and discuss their meanings. So to begin with, let's explore the different meanings of the word mind. I'm using Google. I just googled the word mind and I'm reading some of the definitions. Let's start with mind as a noun. So the first definition for mind as a noun is the element of a person that enables them to be aware of the world and their experiences, to think and to feel, the faculty of consciousness and thought. It can also be referred to a person, to refer to a person's intellect, or a person's memory, or even a person's attention. I'm summarizing here the main meanings. But so to move on, let's talk about mind as a verb now. So some of the meanings of mind as a verb. One of the first meaning here is to be distressed or annoyed or worried about something, or even to have an objection to something. It's also used to regard when you regard something as important or when you feel concerned about something. So there are several sub items here. I'm not going to go through all of them, but the one final meaning here is to take care of temporarily. So to mind the children, for instance, we left our husbands to mind the children while we went out. So they were looking after the children. They were keeping an eye on the children. So these are some of the meanings for the word mind, both as a verb and as a noun. Now, let's move on and let's talk a little bit about some of the expressions that you can use. And, when I say expressions, I mean collocations or even idioms. So one area where you can use the word mind is when you talk about deciding and when you talk about opinions. So one example here, to speak your mind. To speak your mind basically means to give your opinion. To make up your mind basically means to decide. So you could say, come on, make up your mind. Would you like to go out for dinner or would you like to stay here and order some takeout? So make up your mind. Please decide. And on the other hand, you can say change your mind. And change your mind is also related to opinions. But then in this case, it means to change your opinion. So I changed my mind about John and I think he is actually a good manager. So maybe you didn't like him at the beginning, but then you changed your mind about him. Another way to use the word mind, and in this case as a verb, is when you refer to being careful about something. So for example, if I say, mind your head, it means that you have to be careful with your head. Maybe the door frame or the doorway is kind of very low, and you have to mind your head. So in order to avoid bumping your head against the door frame. Another way of using the verb mind is when you think that something is not important, you are not worried about that. So you could say, I don't mind. So I don't mind cooking as long as someone can wash up afterwards, or can do the washing up afterwards. Or never mind, so don't worry about this. So never mind the opinion polls. Go and vote for the best candidate. Thoughts. When we talk about thoughts, when we have something on our mind, it means that we're thinking about that thing. Yeah. So another example here, when we use the word mind, as in this case here, combined with hyphenated and combined with other adjectives, like when you say open-minded or absent-minded. In this case, an open-minded person is someone who has an open mind, or in other words, who has who is very tolerant towards different opinions and different ideas. And an absent-minded person is basically a forgetful person, someone who forgets things very easily. Another way of using mind when we refer to forgetting or remembering things is the idiom, my mind went blank. So you're speaking and suddenly you run out of, not that you run out of ideas, but you can't remember one specific word, and then you say, oh, my mind went blank, and then you simply can't remember a particular word. Another way of using another short phrase when you use the word mind, in this case the verb, is when you say mind your own business. This is a very common idiomatic expression, which basically means it doesn't concern you. So it's so mind your own business. It's you shouldn't be worried about that. That has nothing to do with you. Mind your own business. Moving on, a very common way of using the verb mind is with would you mind in questions plus verb in the ing form. Example here, would you mind checking your email before you send or let me rephrase that. Would you mind giving me a ride back home today? Would you mind telling me the time? Or would you mind making some coffee for us? So you're actually making a request in this case. Now I'm going to read out some sentences, and I would like you to try to remember some of the collocations and idioms that I just talked about. And we will try to replace some of the phrases in my sentences with one of the collocations or idioms I just talked about. So the first sentence is, no, I won't tell you. It doesn't concern you. In other words, you could say, no, I won't tell you. Mind your own business. Number two, try to be unprejudiced about Trudy's new boyfriend. Don't decide about him before you've met him. So try to be unprejudiced. So unprejudiced here, try to be open-minded about Trudy's new boyfriend. Don't decide about him, so don't make up your mind about him before you've met him. Number three, although it was an easy question, suddenly I couldn't remember and I was unable to answer. So again, what expression can we use here? Although it was an easy question, suddenly I couldn't remember. Suddenly my mind went blank and I was unable to answer. Number four, many people are afraid to give their opinion because of what others may think. So many people are afraid to give their opinion because of what others may think. Many people are afraid to speak their mind because of what others may think. Number five, is there something worrying you? Can I do anything to help? Is there something worrying you? How can we say this using the word mind? Is there something on your mind? Can I do anything to help? Number six, it's okay for me if you're late as long as you phone. So it's okay for me if you're late as long as you phone. It's okay for me. I could also say, well, I don't mind if you're late as long as you phone. Number seven, I'm sorry I dropped a glass on the floor. Don't worry about it. I'll get a pen and brush. Don't worry about it. I'll get a pen and brush. So in this case, don't worry about it. I could also say, never mind. I'll get a pen and a brush. Okay, number eight. Let's move on. I've changed my opinion. I'll take it after all. You are in a shop, and you decide to buy the product, which you were a bit reluctant because of the price. So then you say, I've changed my opinion. I'll take it after all. I've changed my mind. I'll take it after all. Number nine, would it be possible to move your car? It's blocking the entrance. Would it be possible to move your car? It's blocking the entrance. So would it be possible to move your car? You could also use, would you mind moving your car? In this case, use the verb in the ing form. Would you mind moving your car? It's blocking the entrance. And finally, number 10, she's over 80 years old, so it's not surprising Anne's a bit forgetful. She's over 80 years old, so it's not surprising Anne's a bit absent-minded. So this is it. Basically, these 10 sentences I'm reading from Cutting Edge, 3rd edition, Upper Intermediate Students Book by Pearson. So this is it. I hope you enjoyed. And remember that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can go to the webpage and subscribe via email. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions or comments. And you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And I hope you're all learning something, and keep following, keep listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.